Today I'd like to speak to you about evangelization. Now it's a big word that a lot of people use, and so many use it, I think, a little bit mistakenly. Evangelization isn't proselytization. It's not going out and converting. What it is, evangelization is living the gospel. Now, I know, please don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about becoming a Jesus freak. I'm not talking about running around saying, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus saved. Because the more you say the name of Jesus and you don't have anything behind it, the more meaningless it becomes to society. So what we need to do is we need to become Jesus. You want to evangelize? Live it. That's the key. You see, what good does it do if we talk all day long about faith, about Jesus, about what he taught, if it's not seen in the lives we live? I mean, let's face it. You can be a Christian, you can preach from morning till night, you can get a soapbox and preach on the street corner, but then in the secret recesses of your home, if you're mean, if you don't obey, if you don't respect, if you're judgmental, if you have prejudices, if you're looking at other people with disrespect, you're not living the gospel, you're not evangelizing. Evangelization is something that stems from the heart, from the truth found within the heart of man. And so therefore, the reason why I bring it up is because we are in desperate need for evangelization, but true evangelization. Evangelization that is based on merciful love. Now, let's face it. What are we evangelizing? What are we bringing to the people? Am I bringing Jesus Christ? Yes, but Jesus Christ came to manifest a loving and affectionate Father. You know, so many children grow up without a father. In this society where we need even more to see God as our loving and affectionate Father, how many people even realize that when we celebrate the Mass, almost every single prayer during the sacrifice of the Mass is to God the Father? It is the prayer of Jesus to his Father. And he came upon this earth. He took flesh to manifest to us the Father. And we, once we know this Father who is loving and affectionate and desiring to forgive us and desiring to give us everything that we need, once we have this, evangelization simply means that we're so happy to know God as Father that we want others to know this same joy, this same beauty, this same goodness, this same peace, this same truth. There are religions that would rip your tongue out if you call God a loving and affectionate Father because they feel this is blasphemy. God is not loving and affectionate. But that's what he revealed himself as, a loving and affectionate Father. A loving and affectionate Father that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son up so that we might not go to hell. Now, evangelization is also a realization that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Now, believe me, every person in hell is a volunteer. We already know that. And every person in hell wants to be there. There's nobody in hell that's surprised. Not only are they not surprised, but you see, hell and heaven are choices. Just like happiness and misery are choices. You choose heaven or you choose hell. You choose to either live heaven now on this earth and then continue it forever in heaven, or you choose to live hell. And if you choose to live hell, you make hell for everybody else around you as well. So evangelization is a recognition of the truth about our whole situation here as human beings, created, loved into existence by God, our Father. Once we recognize this, it gives us strength, it gives us power, it gives us peace. You know, most of the time when we take things out of perspective, that's where a lot of mental disorder comes from. You find people blow something out of perspective. They make it so big, that's all they see. It's like having blinders on, and that's all they see. So it's totally out of balance. You see, to have a balanced picture of faith, to have a balanced picture of evangelization, we have to take the whole picture. Now, believe me, to give you the entire picture, I would need about 50 of these programs. And don't worry, they're coming. But for now, let's start by seeing this God for who and what he is. He is not some divine power that lords it over us, that is just waiting for us to make a mistake so he can whop up a side of the head. He is a loving and affectionate Father, and the only fear of God we should have is the fear to offend somebody who's so good. That's what the fear of God is. And so we, as those who must evangelize, who are evangelized, basically, who needs it first but the person who's going to go out and evangelize by their lives, by their example, by their joy, by the peace that they feel within their heart. And I'm not talking about this sugary, sweetsy, cutesy pie, everything's fine, oh, I love, oh, please, for the love of the good Lord Jesus. I know people like that. You need an insulin injection to talk to them for 2 minutes. That's not the kind of joy I'm talking about. I'm talking about true joy, founded and grounded on truth. The truth of myself as a sinner redeemed by Christ, who was sent by the Father. The truth of myself as someone who has faults and flaws and difficulties and struggles, and yet I know that nothing, none of my weaknesses can ever destroy me, because I can have power over them simply by the very fact that God gives me that power. I need to change myself. Because how can I evangelize others? How can I expect them or anyone to fall in love with Jesus unless I first love him? And you know what he said? He said, love others as you love yourself. Well, that's what God does. He teaches us how to love self. But what is that self? It's the self that he loved into existence. And again, I'm going to tell you this, and don't ever forget it. God did not create you. He loved you into being, and he loves you so differently and uniquely that he sees you in his love as though you were the only person he ever created. And that's exactly how we're redeemed. That's exactly how we receive grace, because that's the love of God. You and I, it's going to take us our whole lives to love like God loves. And some of us may never really get it perfect. But the beauty of it is this, is that when I unite my love to his, he makes it perfect. In other words, I can love with all my weaknesses and with all my faults. And he loves me despite them. And so evangelization starts here, inside the self. I have to become aware of the magnificent gift that I have been given. And in becoming aware of it, in appreciating it, in choosing it over and over again every day, despite my weaknesses, despite my faults and flaws, I keep moving toward that goodness that I know that I've received. Then, and only then, can I be a true instrument of evangelization. And not in any way, with any soapbox or any preaching in public squares, but the kind of evangelization that shows the world the very love that we have received.